God bless you. I'm glad you're here.
好，大家到旁边的朋友，欢迎来到教会。
So glad to see every one of you here.
很高兴见到所有的教会的朋友。
This morning, he's dressed so well. He looks like the pastor, and I'm going to translate for him. Right, but I'm so glad everyone's here. Last time I was here, we looked at Luke chapter 15, and I want to continue on with that.
上次我们在这我在这里的时候，我们看到的也是，我们研读的也是路加福音第十五章。我们今天想继续这个话题。
Yeah, we talked about the prodigal son, and today we want to talk about the second son.
上一次我们讲到的是这个浪子，这个小儿子。今天我们想讲一讲另外一个儿子。
So I'm going to pray, and then let's get started. Let me pray. Let's pray.Father, we thank you for your provision over this congregation and your love over each one of us. We are so glad that you are our Father, Lord, that we, though have sinned, you still love us. You bring us to you. And this morning, as we hear your word, may we experience your love in such a way that everything about our life changes, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to share a couple of truths with you.
我想跟大家分享几个真理。
The first truth is that there is no life outside of Father's love.
第一个真理就是说，在父爱之外没有生命。
This is a very familiar story to us.
今天我们讲的故事大家都很熟悉。
It's a story of a second son who says, "Dad, I want your inheritance. I want to go and live any way I want."
这个故事就是说小儿子告诉父亲说，父亲，我想得到你所有的遗产，但是我要到遥远的地方去过我想过的生活。
Because he believed in Satan's lie that there is life outside of Father's love.
因为他相信了撒旦的欺骗，就是说在父爱之外还会有生命。
Because once we believe that there is life outside of Father's love, what happens is that we begin to plan to leave the home.
就是说一旦我们相信了魔鬼撒旦的这个谎言，我们就会离开相信这在神之外还会有生命的话，我们就离开父亲的家。
This home where we are constantly connected with God, wrapped in His love, embraced by His joy.
在这个家里面，其实就是我们有神的同在，我们在神的爱里面。
Satan lies to us and tells us that there's something better than what God has to offer.
就是魔鬼会告诉我们的谎言是在神之外还会有更好的生命。
Now, I need to be honest with you, there are some pleasures in sin.
我们很诚实的话，就是说在罪里面有时会有一些欢愉。
It's a temporary pleasure, but there's some pleasure in sin, otherwise we wouldn't sin.
就是说虽然是暂时的欢乐，但是确实在罪里面有时会对肉体带来快乐，但是它是暂时的。
The problem with that sin is it's so fleeting, it's so short, there's not lasting joy.
这个问题就是说在这个罪里面，这个罪里面的欢愉是很暂时的，它不会给你带来永恒的欢乐。
And the reality is that if you fall for that sin, it could take you really, really into bad places.
这个问题，事实的问题就是说，如果你
It'll leave you empty and broken.
如果你相信了撒旦的谎言，就是说在罪的道路上越走越远的话，它会给你带来破碎。
And this sin will constantly knock at our life.
这个罪就会给我们的生命带来很多的毁坏。
And what God says is this: everything you need is right here at this house.
神告诉我们说，就我们所需要的一切都是在这个神的家里面。
And that's the message of Jesus in this story: everything you need is in the house of the Lord.
耶稣告诉我们这个故事的真理，就是说我们需要的一切都是在耶稣的家里面。
And what you find in the story is that both sons, though they're loved and provided by the Father,missed his love entirely.
在这个浪子的比喻里，我们看到的是，虽然两个儿子都在神的家里面有很多爱和很多富足，但他们都没有真正的理解，神的爱。
The story of the prodigal son is not about a good son and a bad son. It's about two sons who missed the father's love.
这个浪子的比喻不是关于一个好的儿子和一个坏的儿子，而是两个儿子都没有真正的了解神的爱的父爱的真正的含义。
The younger son chased after the mirage of happy life in a distant land, squandering all the inheritance they received from his father.
就是这个小儿子是追求的一个虚幻的欢愉，在一个遥远的地方，把他从父爱所父亲的家里面
The older son, though he was dutiful, responsible, but he never understood that he was loved by his father for who he is, not because of what he has done.
这个大儿子呢, 他虽然在父亲的家里面, 也很遵从父亲的命令, 但他从没有真正的理解神的爱的意义, 不是因为他所做的, 而是因为他的身份, 是儿子。
So in Luke chapter 15, verse 31, it says, He said to him, that's the father talking to the older son, Child, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours.
就是在路加福音第31章, 父亲告诉他说, 我总是和你在一起,
And because the older son had a wrong idea of the father, when the younger son came back home, he thought the father would come on hard on him, maybe even demand that the younger son work his way to father's grace. But instead, what the father does is that he opens his arm wide open and declares to the younger son, You are my son, and we're having a party because you're home.
结果是这个小儿子回来的时候, 这个父亲是张开双臂, 拥抱这个, 这个儿子, 小儿子回来。
And the older son gets real mad. Dad, you can't do that. I work for you all my life. I've been responsible all my life. I've been home all my life. Where is my party?
这个大儿子呢, 因此反而感到不高兴, 因为他觉得是自己在这个父亲的家里面是一直循规蹈矩, 做了很多事情, 他觉得,
So what we find in the story is that both sons miss the father's love. It's not about rules. It's not about rituals. It's not about earning our way to God's love, but it's about our relationship with the father.
就是说这个故事比喻里面这个大儿子和小儿子都没有真正理解父爱的含义。这个父爱的含义不是关于一些规章或者是一个礼仪或者需要做的事情，而是因为是这个父子的关系。
Is this connection that we have with God the Father that transcends mere religious activities? Because you can have all those rituals and still miss the Father's heart. And some people may go, I went to church, check it off. Went to Bible study, check it off. Went to growth group, check it off. And they check off all things, and yet they miss the relationship they need to have with the Father.
有人可能会说我遵从了所有的一些宗教的这种活动, 我去参加教会, 我去读经, 但是即使你做了所有的这些一切的话, 如果你有可能还是会失去了跟神真正的同在。
So for many people, they have all these religious activities in their life, and yet still miss the joy, pleasure, and the peace of God in their life.
就是说我们有可能会经历过这所有的做了所有的事情，但是我们如果没有真正理解和神同在的含义的话，我们还是没有不会有真正的平安和喜乐。Psalm
16:11 says, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever."
就诗篇16:11节，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Psalmist tells us this, when you are with God in that connection, in that relationship, pleasure and joy will be part of your life. But if we just keep our faith in religious activities, I went to Pastor Drew's Bible study, I went to Elder Paul's Bible study, and make that the main thing, then you're going to lose this connection that you were supposed to experience in God.
如果我们真的和神有同在在一起，我们才会有真正的快乐。相反，如果我们把我们的眼光注视在这种宗教的活动上面去，我参加了这个或者那样的圣经的学习，这样的话反而是不能够得到真正的神的同在。Now,
it's not that Bible studies are not important. They're very important. But what's even more important than that is you need to know this Father that you're learning about.
这并不是说圣经的学习并不重要，而是说
So we start from Luke chapter 15, verse 11, and it begins with, And he said.
就是路加福音第15章第11节。
Now, he here is Jesus, and why is that important? Why does it matter that Jesus is the one telling this story?
这边他讲, 就是说耶稣在讲这个故事, 为什么说这很重要, 是耶稣在讲这个故事。
There are four prodigals in this story. The prodigal word prodigal simply means excessive, lavish, over the top, not necessarily meaning foolish or dim-witted.
这里面就说这个单词 prodigal 并不是说好像是 很愚蠢, 它讲的反而是很奢侈的, 很过分的意思。
The younger son was lavish in his partying way. The older brother was lavish in his unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment.
就说这个小儿子是很过分, 过了一个奢, 很过分的这种生活, 是追求世上的快乐, 而这个大儿子他也很过分的, 就是他没有任何饶恕。
And the father was lavish in his love, perhaps the most prodigal character in this story, overflowing with forgiveness and mercy.
这个父亲也是很充满了爱在这里面，在这个故事里面。
But there is the fourth prodigal, Jesus himself, the one who's telling the story.
在这里面有第四个人，也是很奢侈、过分，就说这就是耶稣基督，他正在讲这个故事，这个人。
Jesus is such a prodigal. He ran to this earth. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross for you and for me, and he rose from the dead so we can have hope after this life.
就是耶稣基督就是说降世为人，然后在十字架上为我们死去，这样使我们能够有永恒的生命。
Now that ought to amaze each one of us. The Son of God will come by himself here to save his creation. That is incredible.
主神的儿子能够来到这个世上，为了拯救这他的创造，然后为我们而死，这一切应该让我们很感到很惊叹。
And you as a Christian hear the story of the Son and does not make you go, wow, we might need to go back and revisit the gospel once again.
如果我们作为基督徒听到这个故事以后没有感到惊叹，那我们应该回到福音重新学习。
Now the reason Jesus tells this story is because is found in verse 1. And verse 1 says, Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near him to listen to him.
耶稣基督讲这个故事是因为在15章第一节的时候, 就说是所有的罪人和税吏都来到耶稣基督的旁边身旁。
Remember, Jesus was first Christian that we ought to follow, and wherever he went, sinners were attracted to him. Those who are considered bad people were attracted to him.
就是耶稣基督对我们来说是第一个基督徒，他所在的地方，这些罪人都会被他所吸引，愿意在他围聚在他的身旁。These
sinners wanted to be with God, and this kind of confused the leaders a little bit.
这些罪人都愿意和神在一起，这样的话，对于这些宗教的所谓的领袖，他们自己就感觉很奇怪。And
these folks will spend time with God, and at the end of their time with Jesus Christ, they'll confess that Jesus is the Son of God, the Messiah.
就这些罪人在和耶稣基督花了些时间，听了他的真理了之后，他们就会自己会承认自己是罪人。
And some people might think, well, that's what's supposed to happen, but that's not the case.
但有人可能会说，本来事情就应该这样发生。Verse
2 says this, And both the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling, saying, This man receives sinners and eat with them.
但事实并不见得是这样，因为是法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。Well,
what were they saying? They were saying basically this: they had a sign over their temple and said, "Are you a sinner? You're not allowed here."
他们其实说的就是说是在他们的圣殿里面会有这样的，上面有一个无形的一个招牌，上面说，如果你是罪人的话，你是不欢迎，不能够进来的。Pharisees
and scribes thought they were the elite of the religious circle, and they will certainly not allow sinners to eat with them.
就是说法利赛人和文士，他们是所谓的宗教的精英，他们绝对是不会和罪人在一起吃饭的。So
they were confused with Jesus. How can he be a Messiah? And if he's the Messiah, why do sinners love him so much? And why does he hang out with them? There's something wrong here. Jesus cannot be the Messiah if he loves sinners and sinners love him.
就是说这耶稣的举动对法利赛人和文士来说是十分让他们感到很迷惑，就是说如果耶稣是弥赛亚的话，他怎么会和罪人在一起？罪人怎么会喜欢他们？他怎么会喜欢罪人？So
Jesus tells a story. He says, Wait a minute, you murderers, let me tell you a story.
耶稣基督就说，下面就是要讲这个故事，就说你们这些嘟嘟囔囔的人，让我告诉你一个故事。
And he shares his story about the prodigal son, which he'll read to us.
下面他就是耶稣接着就是讲了这个浪子的故事，我来读路加福音11到27节。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子， 小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，到往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来，到我父亲那里去，向他说：‘父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。’”于是起来，往他父亲那里去，向离还远。他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。”父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊宰来牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。因为我这个儿子是死而复活、失而又得的。”他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，就听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说：“你兄弟来了，你父亲因为他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。”
And verse 28 begins with "but he," and the "he" here is the older brother.
就是第二十八节开始就说。
And as you read this,
他却生气，这个就说大儿子却很生气。
And as we read the story, we realize the older brother is what this story is about, and he represents the Pharisees and the scribes who are grumbling and muttering and complaining about what Jesus was doing.
在这里我们看到，就是大儿子代表的就是这些法利赛人和文士，他们在这里嘟嘟囔囔，他们在这里抱怨耶稣所做的事情。
The older brother is not jumping with joy here. A normal response from a loving family older brother would be, "Wow, my brother is back? That's amazing. I missed him so much. Let me go and party along with him. I'm going to dance hard because my brother is back."
就是说这个大儿子的反应并不是一个正常做哥哥应该做的，就是说如果一个弟弟回来，他应该是欢喜雀跃的跳起来，就说是我的弟弟回来了，我要跟他一起欢乐。
Instead, what we find is that here is a first son who followed the rules and lived under his parents, and he's done everything right. He did all the right things. And when his brother comes and is embraced, he gets mad and angry and refused to go into the house again. He says, "I will not go in the house, not in the way, not right now." Father should be reprimanding the son. Father should be kicking the younger son out, but he's having a party. I'm not going in there.
然而我们这里看到的故事就是说，是这个大儿子其实是并没有这样的欢喜雀跃，因为他的弟弟回来了。他是说这个儿子不应该这样，就是说是我是不会跟他一起来庆祝他的回来的。
The reality is that the older son lived in the house, but he was never home.
这事实上是这个大儿子虽然生活在这个家里面，但他的却没有真正的心却没有在家里面。
He's loved by his father, but he's never experienced the warmth of that love.
他享受着父爱，但他并不真正的懂得父爱的含义。
He has a relationship in that he's a son of his father, but he never had a genuine relationship with his father.
虽然他名义上是父亲的儿子，但他并没有和父亲有真正的关系。
The older brother worked so hard to earn the father's love, he never experienced the love that father was giving him.
就说这个大儿子他十分努力的工作来挣得父亲的爱，所以他并没有真正的体会到父亲的爱。
So the story continues. It says, "But he became angry and was not wanting to go in. And his father came out and began pleading with him. But he answered and said to his father, 'Look, for so many years I have been serving you, and never have I neglected a command of yours. And yet never have you given me a young goat.'"
就是他这个大儿子他不愿意回到家里面去，这个父亲出来是来恳求他来进去和他一起，他却说，大儿子就说， 对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
What a small view of his father, a young goat.
就是说这个大儿子对父亲的这个爱的理解是十分的有限的，仅仅要求一个小的山羊羔。
Many of you know that I have a large family. When we first came to California, we used to travel to Ukiah.
就是我们家刚到加州的时候，我们去到一个这个地方 Ukiah。
And our family would go up there was because there was a rancher who had black pigs.
我们去这个地方是因为这个地方有一个农场，他们在里面饲养是黑色的猪。
And they had black goats.
他们有黑的山羊。
And for some reason, Koreans think black sheep and black goat and black pigs are tastier.
就是朝鲜从韩国来的人会觉得是黑色的猪、黑色的羊会有更有营养。
So we go to the ranch, we tell the rancher goes and kills a black goat, and there's a large pot. We cook it up for our entire family of 12.
就是我们去了那个地方，然后是杀了一个黑色的小山羊羔，然后我们把它放在一个大锅里面煮。我们一家十二个人在那里享受。
There's not much meat there.
就是这个小山羊羔其实并没有很多的肉。
There's a lot of soup there.
就是汤很多。
And personally, I didn't eat it because I don't like the gamey smell from that meat.
就是我并没有吃，因为我不喜欢这个很重的这种味道。
So look at this. This son lived with his father all his life, and all he could think of is a goat. How small view he has of his father.
就想象这件事情，就是这个儿子一直和父亲在一起，他所能想象的，从父亲说。要的仅仅是一个小的山羊羔。
He goes on to say, and so I might celebrate my friends, but when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes.
他就说，我只想要一个山羊羔和我的朋友一起来庆祝，但是你这个另外一个儿子却是浪费了你所有的资产，浪费的这个妓女身上。
Now, when you read Bible, you need to start asking questions. Questions like, how did he know that his younger brother was hanging out with prostitutes?
当你读圣经的时候，你可能有时候也要问问题，就说这个大儿子怎么知道他的弟弟是跟妓女在一起？
Now, if he knew this, shouldn't he, as an older brother, go and help his younger brother not spend time with prostitutes?
如果这个做哥哥的知道这件事情的话，难道他不应该去告诫他的弟弟不要跟这些？
If you knew your younger brother or sister was doing this, wouldn't you go so that you can help out the younger brother or sister not to live this kind of life?
如果你是做哥哥的话，难道你不会这样做吗？告诉你的弟弟不要过这样的生活。
But this brother didn't do anything. Maybe he thought he deserves it.
但这个做哥哥的并没有做任何事情，他可能心里面有可能觉得是他这个弟弟值得，罪有应得。
And the story continues, but when this son of yours who has devoured your wealth, he prostitutes, you killed a fattened calf for him. And he said to him, child, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, for his brother of yours was dead and is alive, and was lost and has been found.
这个父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的。所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
My friends, there is no home outside of God's love. But second truth is this: there is always a way back to the Father's arm.
就是说，我们第二个真理就是说，不管你是跌落到什么地方的话，总是可以回到神的怀抱里。
Sometimes people think maybe I can't be a son or daughter anymore. Perhaps the Father will take me in as a servant. Just take me as a servant. I'll live in the outskirts, but not in the home. God.I have done so many wrong. You don't have to call me a son anymore. I'll be your servant.
有时候我们可能曾经做过的，我们所做的事情是败坏的事情，我们自己会觉得我们再也不配作为神的儿女，我们不能够来到神的殿中，我们只是愿意在神的边缘里面活着。
But the father's response is mind-boggling. It's incredible that when the younger son comes, he goes, he runs after him, and embraces him with love.In other words, saying you can never fall so far that you cannot come back home.
但父亲的反应对这个是浪子的回来的反应却是 不管你怎么样，不管你跌落到哪种罪恶的地步，你任何时候都可以回到我的家里面。
I mean, I don't know if there's anyone like that here. Maybe you have sinned and you have done wrong and you feel like, God, how can you receive me again? I can never go back to that. And this morning, God is saying, you are never too far from my love.
有可能我们中间有些人也可能曾经偏离过神，做一些不该做的事情。但是神在今天告诉我们，不管你曾经做了什么事情，只要你回转，神的家永远是向你敞开的。
The Father is telling you, listen up. I love you. I celebrate you. There's a special place for you in my house. Just come back home.
父亲在说，我很爱你，在我的家里面永远会有你一个你的地方，只要你回转。
The Bible tells us that son finally came to himself. That's a word for repentance.
这个故事里面说，这个小儿子总算是能够醒悟过来，在这里面就是说他能够忏悔。
I know at churches we don't like talking about repentance too much, but repentance is necessary. You need to turn back to God.
我有时候我们在教会里面很少讲忏悔悔罪，但这个悔罪是认罪是一个很重要的一个事情。
See, when you find yourself at rock bottom, only thing you can do is look up.
有时候你在跌落在低谷的时候，你不能够再往下呢，跌得再低的时候，这时候你只能向上，往上看。
Maybe for you, coming back home is just acknowledging I've come to my senses.
对你来说，回家也可能就是说我总算明白过来。
For the prodigal son, for him to realize that this is not the life I imagined, this is not what I thought I was going to do, this is not the life that I thought I was going to live, I'm going to go back home.
对这个浪子来说，他终于醒悟过来，知道这不是我所要的生活，我并没有得到真正的快乐。我愿意回家，我愿意回到我父的家里面去。
Now imagine this son, that literally and figuratively, he is a mess, reeking and smelling with the pig stuff, and he's struggling and homeless to get a simple picture. He is horribly messed up right now.
你可以想象这个浪子他。浑身衣衫褴褛，浑身散发的这种臭味，他确实是实在是不能再糟糕的一个境地。
People probably avoided him because he smells so bad.
人们可能会去回避他，因为他身上散发着一种令人不好的味道。
There used to be a homeless person that roams around this area.
在我们教会附近曾经有一个无家可归的人，有时候在我们教会附近。
Some of you may recognize he had a long beard, a white beard, and he was an Asian man.
有人可能会教会你曾经遇到过他，他是一个有一个很长的胡须的人。
And one day he asked Elder Jonathan for a Bible.
有一天他问我们教会的孙长老，就说能不能给我一个圣经。
And he ran to my office. There's a bunch of Bible there. He grabbed one. He went out.
就是孙长老到我到这这个办公室里面拿了一本圣经，然后是要给这个无家可归的人。
And Elder Jonathan, you know, he's such a kind man, right? The homeless person said this. Can you open the Bible and read it for me?
这个无家可归的人就对这个我们很慈善的孙长老说，你能不能？为我来读圣经。
And he read the Bible to this homeless person.
我们孙长老就给这个无家可归的人读这个圣经的章节。
What do you think was the hardest thing during at that moment?
你想想在那个时候最困难的事情是什么？
It's not the reading. It's reading while smelling.
据说是读圣经并不困难，而是在读的时候同时闻到这个刺鼻的味道。
And it is truly the love of Christ that kept him there and kept reading to him.
就是从基督来的爱能够让孙长老在那个在这种情况下继续来读圣经，来分享圣经的话语。
So you can imagine the son trying to come home and people are saying, wow, what a mess. But he didn't care because he wanted to go home to his father's house.
你可以想象这个浪子想回到家里面去，旁边的人可能会说这个人实在是这个儿子实在是太糟糕了，但是这个浪子他已经认罪悔改，要不管别人怎么说他还是要回到父亲的家里。
Yeah, I don't know how this poem will translate, but let me read a poem called Father's Love to you. It says, Down dusty roads beneath the setting sun, a prodigal son returned, his journey done. Dad, he rasped, eyes pleading, weary and worn, just a bed to rest on, a new life born. I'll work the fields till hands bleed, muscles strain, for shelter and a chance to start again. No wages sought, no favors asked, just this, a place to prove my worth and mend what's amiss. But the father's heart, with love untamed, needed no repayment, no debt reclaimed. In outstretched arms, his son welcomed home, simply because he's his, no further son. And that's it. The father receives him, why? Because he's his son. And that's the reality.
所以这个诗, 晨渡飞扬的路夕阳西下, 浪子回头旅程结束, 爸爸他沙哑地说, 眼神恳求, 疲惫不堪, 只想有个休息的地方, 开始新的生活, 我愿意在田里劳作, 直到双手流血, 肌肉酸痛, 只求有个栖身之处, 重新开始, 不要工钱, 不要恩惠, 只求这个, 一个证明自己价值的地方, 弥补过错, 但父亲的心爱意汹涌, 不需要回报, 不需要偿还, 张开双臂, 迎接儿子回家, 因为他就是他的儿子, 别无所求。
So imagine this, and I shared this last time I was here. Imagine a noble, dignified father running to his son far off. He's wearing a robe. He can't just run because he's going to fall. He has to lift up that robe, expose his legs, and he's running. That is embarrassing in that culture.
你可以设想就是说这个尊贵的父亲他穿那个长长的袍子他这样奔跑的像自己的浪子他其实是很难这样奔跑因为他很容易这样就会摔跤
Yeah, I've watched a lot of historical dramas in Korean and Chinese. You don't see the nobles lifting up their robe and running, right? That's ignoble, that's undignified.
就是在一些文化里面,尤其是在比如说在朝鲜的文化里面,就是说你看到这些达官贵人的话,很少会把自己的袍子这样 撩起来这样奔跑这样觉得在那个文化里面这样是很不有颜面的
So what is the Bible saying? The Bible says the father humbled himself and became undignified to meet this son of his
这个圣经在告诉我们这个父亲是谦卑下面不顾自己的尊贵然后来迎接自己的浪子
He doesn't care what other people think of him Hear his son and he wants to meet his son
他并不在意别人是怎么看待他的行为，他所在意的只是这个浪子，这是他的儿子，他要迎接自己的儿子。
Now picture this father running down the street for this smelly, homeless, muck-filled son. And if you can picture that, that's picture of God's love for us.
你可以脑袋里面有这样的图画，就是这个父亲来迎接这个衣衫褴褛、浑身散发着臭味的这个浪子。如果你们想象这一点，就是。
You may say, well, I have a home. But is it? Is it yours? Are you going to take it with you when you die? You may say, well, I'm not as bad as this son. Maybe not. But have you sinned? And to God, that sin is horrible. And yet he says this morning, I'm going to run to you. I'm going to grab you. I'm going to love on you if you will come back home.
你可能觉得说我有一个家,但是这个家真的是你的吗? 你过世的时候你并不能带走。 你可能也会觉得我并不像这个浪子一样这么糟糕，但是我们每个人都犯了有罪，我们犯了罪以后就不能够在你的神的面前。The
story of gospel is Father humbling Himself so that He can meet with us and have a relationship with Him.
这个故事就是告诉我们，神谦卑下来，然后愿意与我们建立一个亲密的关系。So
imagine that you're the son, and you see your father running towards you. You've never seen this before. And guess what? If you were that son, he might have been scared. Why is father doing this?
设想这个场景,如果你是这个浪子,你看着父亲向你跑来,你可能会感到很害怕,因为你从来没有看到你尊贵的父亲这么快地奔跑。Is that
trying to beat me up?
他可能心里会想,是不是我父亲要好好把我揍一顿?
So you could kind of imagine the son, No, dad, I'm so sorry, I messed up! I've sinned against you. I'm so sorry. Don't beat me.
你可能想象这个儿子心里面在说是父亲，我确实是得罪了你，得罪了天，你不要再打我了。
Remember, he's holding his robes. What does he have under it, right? And the son is like, No, please don't beat me. Stop. and he's scared.
就这个浪子可能心里会很害怕，你可以看到这个父亲，撩起了自己的袍子，并不知道他并不知道袍子下面会不会有棍棒，然后父亲来了以后，可能会要好好把他痛打一顿。
But what a surprise that when the father comes, he doesn't get a beating, but he gets a hug.
这个令人惊奇的事情就是父亲来了之后，并没有打这个浪子，而是给他一个大大的拥抱。
He gets a kiss.
然后跟他亲嘴。
He gets, I love you, son.
他告诉他我爱你，我爱你，儿子。
He gets, welcome back home.
然后他欢迎这个浪子回家。
The son is still in shock. He's like, Dad, no, I can't be your son anymore. I'll be one of your servants. The father says, forget it. We're going to put a party for you because you will always be my son.
这个浪子感到很震惊，他觉得告诉父亲说我不配得作为你的儿子，但是父亲却告诉他你就是我的儿子，我们要欢迎你，失而复得，然后为你来开一个宴会。
Remember who's telling this story? It's Jesus himself telling this story. And even as the Father is running to us to embrace the Son of God will hang on the cross and die so you and I can run to the Father's arms.
就是耶稣基督在给我们讲，我们讲这个故事，我们在讲这个故事的就是说耶稣在讲这个故事的时候，是神差派他到十字架上为我们的罪来，使我们能为我们罪而死，使我们能够得到永生。
Remember, it's not easy. It wasn't easy for the Father to run and meet us. It cost him everything. The Son of God was broken for the partygoers, the lost soul, the rebels, the disobedient, the sinners like me and like you.
就说神为我们并不是那么的容易的话，但是神却这样做了，为所有一切的罪人，为你和我来舍弃了他的生命。
That's why the Father came running after us.
这是为什么父亲会来向我们跑过来。
Romans 5:7-8 says this: For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
这是罗马书第五章七到八节：为一人死是少有的，为人人死。或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还是罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
That's what separates us, right? That's what separates Christianity with all other religion. Our story is so unique because our God isn't waiting for us to clean up and get our act straight. He knows we can't get home on our own, so He comes running down to grab us and take us home.
这就是基督教和一切宗教所不同的地方。神知道我们靠着自己的力量不能够变成圣洁，所以说他向我们奔跑过来拥抱我们。
And that's the gospel, that God will lavish His love for us while we were still enemies of God.
这就是福音，在我们还是罪人的时候，神就为我们而死。
And now, if you feel that you're too far away from God, I want to tell you this morning, you're never too far from God.God says, come on in, I'm running for you, and you're always welcome in His home.
如果你觉得你离开神这么的远，你不能够在神，回到神的怀抱，我要告诉你，这是不会的。不管你在什么地方，神总是会在那里等候你。
And if you've ever felt like you're too far from God, this morning He's reminding you, never are you too far from your home.
如果你觉得你离神太遥远的话，神今天告诉我们就是说，你不会离神。神会永远与你同在，只要你回家。
I found this video a while back ago, and I thought I'll share it with you. It shares about Father's love, and I hope you catch the meaning of this commercial. And I hope some of you may even know this if you're from Taiwan, because it's Taiwanese commercial. So let me share this with you, okay?
好，我下面看。
Daddy is the sweetest daddy in the world. Daddy is the most handsome. The smartest. The most clever. The kindest.My Superman. Daddy wants me to do well at school. Daddy is just great, but... He lies. He lies about having a job. He lies about having money. He lies that he's not tired. He lies that he is not hungry. He lies that we have everything. He lies about his happiness.He lies because of me.
Video, somewhere along that video is the Father's love for you and I. And guess, you know what this video was for? It was for MetLife Insurance.
刚才那个录像是是大都会保险的一个录像。
Now does it make more sense? Don't you need insurance while you're living on this earth?
在我们在活在这个世上，我们会有需要保险。
The one that Father offers to you.
我们也需要永恒的保险。
That he may not lie to you, but he has given all that he's got, so you and I can have life with him in heaven.
所以他会永远爱我们，让我们有永恒的确据。
And this morning, I just came to let you know this Father loves you.
今天我们就告诉我们的天父爱我们。
And the work can be hard. Our kids don't listen to us. Our husband don't listen to us. Our wife don't listen to us.But there is a Father who loves you and wants to have a relationship with you.
不管我们现在所遭遇的境地是什么，或者家庭、工作、学习，但我们要知道我们的天父正在爱我们。
And my prayer to you is that may you experience that Father's love through and through, because it'll get through a lot of things in this world.
我的祷告就是天父的爱能够与你同在，能够让你度过这今生生命的所有的一些苦难。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you. The Father keeps saying, I'll send my son. And we never talk about how painful that must have been for him. And yet, God, you did it because you love each one of your children in this room right now. So, God, we pray. Has any one of us feel like I could never go back? You're telling us today, come back. You're never too far away from my love.And maybe some of us have not accepted Jesus Christ to become your children, your child. But maybe today you're reminding them you want them. Some of us may feel guilty for not living the kind of life we know we should live. But that's part of being a human. And you're calling us back and say all sins are forgiven when you confess it before Him. Father, would you shower us and once again help us to experience the love of God. So, Lord, we find strength to live tomorrow and the days to come. with your joy and with your strength and with our hope in heaven, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose from the dead, so we have hope in this world. That once our life here is done and our journey is done, we have a home to go. And I and all of us look forward to that home. Until that day, may we stay connected. May we stay in your love and express that love to those around us, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.